Today on CityCast Boise, Treefort Music Fest starts today in downtown. This year, there's more going on than ever, including a wedding. I'm talking with superfan Jenny Hefner about why she and her fiancé are inviting festival goers to celebrate their love this Saturday. Plus, she's got tips on how to do Treefort right. It's Wednesday, March 22nd. I'm Frankie Barnhill, filling in for Emma Arnold, and this is what Boise's talking about. Hi, Jenny. Welcome to CityCast Boise.
Hi, Frankie. Thank you so much for having me.
So you and your partner, Clark, as I understand it, you're huge Treefort Music Fest fans. You've been going together for many years. And then last year, you actually got engaged at the festival. Tell me about this.
Yes. So Clark and I have been together. We've known each other since 2016 and really bond over live music. That's like something that we immediately connected on. We spend a lot of time and energy pursuing bands and shows that we love, and we love Treefort. So I had the idea that I would propose to him in some way at Treefort.
Nice.
And so presented this to Marissa, and she then took it to the powers that be, just sort of like, how can we make this happen? And we pulled it off. We kept it a secret. Clark was called on stage thinking he had won something, and what he had won is he gets to spend the rest of his life with me.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I love it so much. So yeah, Marissa Lavelle, we've had her on the podcast before. So she helped you pull this off, and probably I saw a video of this, of the proposal on the main stage with Lori Chandra, who's one of the founders and producer of the festival. She was in on the ruse with you, right?
She was. We came up with the idea, like we're you know, brainstorming how do we get him on stage without it seeming odd. So the idea was that he won something, and then it all just unfolded from there.
You get an opportunity to spend the rest of your life seeing every single concert with me. Will you marry me?
Yes.
It's so fun. I mean, it's just a perfect story for somebody who's really into music and into this festival.
Yeah. And also, like, the band, it was the Fruit Bats before and Carolyn Rose after, which are two of our favorites. So having that, those, like, around the proposal was literally a dream.
So now you've decided, why not get married at Treefort too?
Yeah, no, you know, they gave us so much access. I mean, at first I was like, do we even dare ask? Like, they've done so much for us already. And so we approached Eric Gilbert this time, and he immediately was like, absolutely, let's make this happen. And I'm still, like, when I think about all the things we're getting, all the access we have, I can't even believe it's happening.
Well, it doesn't get better than to have the director of the festival, Eric Gilbert, be the person who's making sure this can work. So, like, how is it getting, how are you pulling it off? So the wedding's on Saturday. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much. The wedding is on Saturday, the 25th. So, it's actually on the official schedule. If you look, around 2 o'clock, it says Clark and Jenny's wedding at El Cora.
Not a band. It's you and
Not
Clark.
Not a band. Yeah. There is a band called The Bridal Party, I think, which is really funny.
Hilarious.
So 2 o'clock-ish, El Cora. Anyone that is at the festival is very much invited if they want to see what a Treefort wedding looks like. We're actually going to have three unique performances that are outside of what Treefort has scheduled. One of our children is very musical. We have friends that are musical, and then another friend that dances. So we've incorporated the three of them into our ceremony. So it'll essentially be a party with a wedding somewhere in the middle.
Okay, so paint me a little bit more of a picture, because I'm like imagining you at El Cora Shrine, and I see like, you know, a little old Shriner man with a little hat handing Clark your ring or something. Like,
no, nothing like that.
How is it going
to
go?
That may have not been a bad idea to use the Shriners.
Yeah.
So like a lot of tradition has been set aside for a tree fort wedding. We're going to be greeting people at the door. We want you to come in. Get a beverage. We'll have music playing. At some point, the lights will dim. And Kristen Cheney, she's an avid tree fort goer. She is the one marrying us. The wedding will begin. Some of that singing and dancing that I talked about will happen during the ceremony. She'll pronounce us married, and then we will go downstairs for a reception. And again, like literally anyone at Tree Fort is invited to this.
And I'm thinking about, you know, in traditional weddings, there's decorations, there's a cake and things like that. So what will this one look like?
Yeah, so El Cora will be decorated for Tree Fort. We have added our own little touches. Clark has actually built this really beautiful backdrop that we'll get married in front of on the stage. And I love the fact that the big neon sword at El Cora will be hanging right above it. upstairs will be pretty minimal. Downstairs, I've added some of my touches, like some funky flowers. We have enough cake to feed 200, 250 people. I bought two cases of champagne, so that's literally for everyone. And we also have a fun merch table. Free merch. So anyone there needs to make sure they grab some of that too.
Wedding merch? Is that what it is?
Festival merch, like things I hope to see people wearing out and about for the rest of the 2 days.
Okay, so what are you going to be wearing? What's your dress?
So also prefacing this is not my first wedding, nor is it Clark's first wedding. We've both been married before. And I feel like the wedding industry can be kind of a money pit. Like,
for sure.
The idea of spending thousands of dollars on a dress is somewhat absurd to me, and also something that you're literally never going to wear again. So I found something vintage. It's a local seller. Her Instagram is Moonfire Vintage.
Cool.
And I found it. She kind of puts things in different shops around town. I found it at Foggy Notion on Vista. Tried it on. It fit absolutely perfectly. Like, doesn't need a stitch of alteration. It was only $140.
Nice.
Yeah, totally my style. And it's I would say it's a festival dress. I have a headpiece that Jenny Miller from Lost and Found made. Clark is wearing something vintage and kind of outlandish, which is, we like to dress up for Tree Fort. I have like probably 25 wigs. I spend a lot of time curating my costume closet. So this is definitely going to be in line with what we normally do for Tree Fort.
You guys just sound like so much fun. Like, what a cool thing that you're doing this wedding and inviting anybody to just participate as a festival goer.
Yeah. I can't imagine it being any other way. This group of people that pulls Tree Fort together, that shows up repeatedly year after year, these are the people I want to hang out with.
You and Clark both, you have a blended family. You're bringing kids from both your previous marriages.
Yeah.
And it sounds like that's pretty important to you as far as bringing your kids with you to the festival.
Yeah, for sure. My youngest is now 19. I have a almost 23-year-old. Clark has a 21 and a 24-year-old. And we have actually introduced them to this festival, which is maybe kind of unusual for parents to be showing kids music. My kids in particular, I have asked that they volunteer. I just feel like that's an important thing to see as well, that this does not just happen. Like, it's a lot of people in this town that work very hard to make it happen. So them seeing the backstory or what that work looks like is important. And they've, especially my youngest, my 19-year-old Maddie, she is diehard. She's the one on the rail, like you know, like pushing to the front. I just absolutely love seeing that in our kids and how much they pursue music and new music, and the bands that they love, or discovering new music.
Okay, so for people who've never been to Treefort, I mean, it's huge. There's like 450 bands. There's so many different forts: food fort, yoga fort, story fort. Like, there's a lot going on every day. What recommendations would you give to somebody who this 2023 is their first year at the festival, and they don't want to be overwhelmed, but they do want to have a really good time?
The goal is that people buy wristbands and attend the festival, but there are a lot of free things to do. Free stages, Ale Fort is free. There's things to take your kids to, like just walk around maybe for that first day if you've never attended, and figure out what venues maybe you want to spend time at, you know, what bands you want to see. Sometimes shows play twice, different artists. So if you don't catch them the first time, you can catch them another time.
And each venue is so different. That's right. That's a good way of thinking about it too. They kind of generally curate the venues around the style of music too. So if
oh, for sure.
Like one band that's at a venue, if you just hang out, the next band that's up, they might you might like them as well, even if you've never heard of them.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to see what this new main stage is going to look like. Yeah, it's just like so many fun things happening this year.
Yeah, the new main stage at Julia Davis Park, which in some ways it could be a little muddy, but at least, you know what? It fits the actual name of Treefort, because there's trees in that park, right? I was thinking about that the other day. Like, it used to be in the parking lot in downtown. There weren't trees around. But this time, hey, it really is probably going to look like it's in the trees a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And with those tips, it is spring in Idaho. Oftentimes, you're going to get multiple forms of precipitation, and then it'll be sunny. It has snowed before. It doesn't dampen our spirits, but, you know, make sure you have a coat and also some sunscreen.
Oh my gosh.
Because
yes.
You could literally change from one to the other in a matter of hours.
Just seems like you and Clark have just a fun and like creative way of going about this festival. Anything else that you usually do, or that's become just, hey, every year we do this at Treefort?
Yeah. So I talked about the dressing up, super important to us. One year we went as Napoleon Dynamite and Deb for a day, which was fantastic. But also, since 2019, we get a tattoo every Treefort. Iron Wolf. Yeah. We now have 5 each that are Treefort specific. Iron Wolf, they do a flash sheet of things, like designs you can pick, a little less expensive than maybe a tattoo would normally cost. So we have like the tree fort, the two logs, the cross, that was our first one. Every year we've picked something, and not always the same, and that's become part of our tradition.
If tree fort goes on forever, are you going to run out of skin?
Potentially, yeah.
That's so cool. What's like your like top 5 like can't miss bands this year? Because, you know, you kind of got to prioritize at some point.
Yeah, for sure. And especially where this year we have other things that we're doing at Treefort, not just music. French Cassettes was one of our top 3. And Eric Gilbert asked us to kind of give our top 5, I think he said, to see if he could align that so that they play after our wedding. Our top number 1, French Cassettes, we got to play. So at 4:00 on Saturday at El Cora, they will be our wedding band, essentially.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. other acts, Joshy Soul is always amazing, and he's going to be at the new Treefort Music Hall. There's a DJ set, Blue to Tiger, I'm super excited for. Unknown Mortal Orchestra, one of the headliners, is going to be fantastic. Project Flux and Delicate Steve at the Egyptian, I'm super excited for. Don't miss Lady Ray and Cautious Clay. They're going to be amazing. And then always, always go to Drag Brunch on Sunday morning.
Oh my gosh. Hell yes. Well, thank you so much. This was so fun. Congratulations again on getting married to you and Clark, and happy Treefort.
Yeah. Happy Treefort.
Mm-hmm. And one more thing before we sign off, Treefort organizers are expecting a record number of attendees this year, so parking could be a real challenge in downtown. But there's plenty of alternatives. The free tree line bus will run through Saturday, and you don't even need a wristband to hop on it. Biking to Main Stage is a really good option since Julia Davis Park is right on the Greenbelt. And if you do drive, you can park in the Brady Garage at Boise State for $5 a day and just walk across the bridge to Main Stage. We'll link to more info in the show notes. Okay, that's all for today here on CityCast Boise. Be sure to subscribe to our free Hey Boise newsletter for more Treefort Music Fest intel all this week. And we'll be back tomorrow in this feed with an out-of-this-world chat about UFOs in Idaho. See you then!